Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
So this helium balloon, this mylar looking helium balloon, and it was helium because I was watching CNN yesterday and they had balloon experts on, and every time Wolf Blitzer referred to it as a hot air balloon, they were really upset.
that one guy was hardcore.
Yeah, man, I mean really hardcore. Getting upset, like, come on, man, you know the difference. Do I have to explain this to you? Really? Yeah.
How big was the thing?
Like, pretty big, man.
20 foot around, 5 foot tall.
20 foot around, 5 foot tall. Okay.
It's pretty big.
So like a car or two cars.
Yeah.
I guess.
It's probably, yeah.
And it was homemade by this family.
Like the size of your Altima, probably.
Okay. What was the reason why they were building it in the back? Was this was it one of these storm tracking type balloons that they would let fly into the eye of a storm? Or was this just like some kind of like pet project the family was doing together?
The understanding or the general assumption is because they are traditionally storm chasers. So the idea was this was their little pet project, and they had this balloon that I guess it would help them chase storms or predict storms. So,
because that's normal to do with your kids.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Storm chasing, right?
They contributed stories to the CNN iReport chasing tornadoes with their kids in the car.
Yeah, that's loco to me right there, man.
Crazy.
I mean, your instinct is to protect your kids. That's great if it's your hobby, but once you bring the kids in, anyway, another conversation for another time. So this thing's tethered in their backyard. And the details are still a little sketchy of who cut the ropes and why they were out there actually playing with it. I heard this morning that two of the sons were up on the roof and one of the six-year-old was down with the actual balloon and might have cut it himself, and the kids actually saw it go off in the air. The details are still a little bit sketchy at this point, right? But either way, the thing goes 50 miles in Colorado and it lands and the child's not in it. And Pops comes out. Obviously, all this media, it had the entire country riveted, captured yesterday. I mean, in my car all over the place trying to find out updates on it, right? So everybody's the same way. And finally, they find the balloon, and they find the child in the attic. And this is Balloon Boy's dad, Richard, giving his first press conference.
He says he was hiding in the attic. And because I yelled at him. And I'm really sorry I yelled at him.
Yeah. We got him.
Scared the heck out of us.
All right, so that was just the initial impression. He's crying. He's busted up, obviously. I mean, I was stressed out. I have no tie to the family at all. But not knowing what happened to that child.
Yeah.
Because there were all sorts of different reports.
Because Katie and I were talking about it yesterday. And if you have kids, obviously, it freaks you out. If you don't have kids, we were talking like, oh, my God, if we thought our son was in this hot air balloon and then ends up he was scared because initially the story people thought it was he was running to hide because he felt like he was going to get in trouble for untethering the balloon. And so we thought, but I mean, how much would you be hugging the kid and the kid would not be getting in trouble and you're just, oh my God, I'm so happy that you're doing okay, you know?
So then it gets a little sketchy on Larry King last night. Larry's off and Wolf Blitzer is filling in. And he's talking to the dad, and the six-year-old just says something enough to make everybody go, what? What did he just say?
He's asking Falcon, did you hear us calling your name at any time? You did?
You did?
Why didn't you come out?
You guys said that we did this for the show.
Man.
No.
Uncomfortable.
You didn't come out?
No.
So he says, you said we're doing this for the show.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
What show?
It's what nobody can figure out.
Yeah.
Now, Dad tries to follow up and explain exactly what his kid was talking about.
Well, you know, whenever he, whenever we tell him things like, you know, it's a bad thing to do, he does go and hide. He cowls down. And, like, if we go to the store and he wants to buy some candy or something, I tell him no. So he's always behind. I mean, the other boys are always telling him, hurry, Falcon, hurry. So he does, tend to do that.
So now we're all just as skeptical enough, you know, like, this is the YouTube generation, and the lines are always very blurred on what's real and what's fake, and everybody wants to be a celebrity now. So is this a put on or not?
Well, and
I think it is. 100%.
And the fact the family was on Wife Swap before a couple times, I think. Mm-hmm. And like you said, the kids make music videos, which is not a big deal, but I guess you add to, you know, just you know, the drama.
And not only is the dad a weather chaser, he's a extraterrestrial chaser.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just kidding. And, so, yeah, I think that, but kids will just say, you know, kids are not going to pre-think, oh, I'm going to premeditate the answer that I'm supposed to say. I mean, here's a six-year-old kid that says something that's probably truthful or probably an impression he got from something that his dad had said. So that's why I was like, wait a second. You know, why would a six-year-old say that if it hadn't been told to him? You know?
And don't they just regurgitate what they hear?
Well, the dad explains what he thinks in his six-year-old mind, his son's six-year-old mind, why he said that. He thinks that maybe because they were on Wife Swap and the cameras were on, maybe the six-year-old was referring to that show.
Whatever.
Here's Wolf Blitzer sort of pressing him on it.
Falcon, they want to know, why you were in the attic, okay, for so long, and why you, say it again.
Why he said, at least he said, we did this for the show, in explaining why he didn't come out of the attic.
Squirm.
Yeah, let me interrupt this real quick because I think I can see the direction you guys are hedging on this. Because earlier, you had asked the police officer some questions. The media out front, we weren't even going to do this interview. And I'm kind of appalled after all of the feelings that I went through up and down that you guys are trying to suggest something else, okay? I'm really appalled because they said out in front that this would be the end and I wouldn't have to be bothered for the rest of the week with any shows or anything. So we said, okay, fine, we'll do this. So I'm kind of appalled that you guys would say something like that, you know, it's...
We're not asking anything unusual. You were asked earlier about if this was a publicity stunt. You say it wasn't. The police say it wasn't. The rescue operation say it wasn't. The only thing I just wanted to clarify why Falcon had said earlier we did this for the show, and I just wanted to clarify. I didn't understand what he was referring to.
Well, you know, we were on Wife Swap a couple of times, so the camera crews out there, I would imagine, they'd ask him a couple of questions in reference to this.
What?
And I believe, you know, he meant something to do with that.
So I think what he's trying to say in his very socially awkward way is that maybe in the six-year-old mind, he was still in Wife Swap mode, camera mode, show mode, and somehow he was blurring in the lines in his head somehow.
Well, it's almost like, but if he had said, I did this for the show, you know, maybe... him saying that you said to do this for the show or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Hey, Brent, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, Burr Show. How are you guys?
Okay.
Good.
I think it was staged. Six-year-olds don't lie. I have a six-year-old myself. They don't lie. I mean, this kid was told, I'm sure, and I hate to even think that because why would you do that to your kids? But if he said we were doing it for the show, that's what he was told.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're such a skeptical lot, though, now, you know, because of YouTube and all the scams that we've gone through. Like, you fully believe this thing was made up.
Yeah, I think it's a hoax.
Yeah.
So wait, you said off the air that the dad called the TV station before he called the cops?
Yeah, the Channel 9 in Denver reported that when the balloon went off, he called the television station and said, hey, I want to report this. And they said, have you contacted 911 yet, or what is 911 doing? And he said, I'm calling them next.
I'm just going to play devil's advocate, and some of my theories are going to be way out there. But let's say in a panic, his line of thinking is, if I call the TV stations, they can get a helicopter up, they've got cameras, and somehow they'll be able to track it better than 911.
No way.
Maybe, but no. Doubtful.
I'm sorry,
guess what?
We have all been trained since birth. If there is an emergency, there is one number to call, and that is always your first thought.
And the police have helicopters too, you know.
Right. I'm just trying.
I
feel like I have a client that I know is guilty, but I'm getting paid to defend them.
The TV stations are probably going, no, you can call us first. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, I like that bit. The Burt Show's public defender. We got to write that down.
Write it down.
Good morning, Randy. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good.
I love your program.
Thank you.
My comment is, he's using such strange words and verbiage in saying that he's appalled that they're asking his son the question about why he said they did it for the show. I could be angry, but I don't know about appalled.
Yeah, it seemed like a deflection, didn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Yeah,
very
it was like, so. I'm going to put this back on you right now because I have no idea what to say.
Okay, I'm going to play public defender again.
Okay.
Public defender.
I've just gone through, as a parent, I have just gone through the most stressful day of my life. I've had thoughts all day that I've lost a six-year-old child to a contraption that I built that we worked on together. So it's been the most stressful day of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am taking the time out of my day after this enormously stressful period.
Here comes problem number one.
Enormously stressful. I am giving you the time so you people will just go away. I just told you in this clip that this was going to be the last one I do. And now you're putting it on me like it's some kind of hoax?
Okay, don't be that family now. Now you be Bert.
Uh-huh.
You just found Hayden after he'd been missing for an entire day. It's a national news story that Hayden's missing.
Uh-huh.
Do you do a press conference?
I don't. I don't.
With your entire family on? Or do you walk out to the front yard and do you send a cousin out and send Wendy out or you send one of us out and go, hey, the family needs some privacy for 24 hours to figure out what went on. They're blah, 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 blah. I'm sure they'll do an interview. Get your checkbooks out. Call us tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't go out there, and I certainly don't put my child on national TV that day.
Of course not.
No
for
way.
Sure.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Hey, Amber, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi. Hello.
Hey, I just find it kind of hard to believe. I don't believe the whole, I think subconsciously when you ask a six-year-old and they're being drilled over and over again as to what's going on, I think they're going to say what really happened.
Mm-hmm. So you think the kid was telling the truth?
I think the kid's telling the truth because I have 2 6-year-old cousins that live with me, and once it comes down to it, it's not going to be what you told him to say. It's going to be what the kid's really thinking and what really happened.
And the police went through. My first thought was, how do you go through your house a couple of times and not find your kid? But police scoured that house twice, and they couldn't find him either.
He was hiding in the box.
He was in a box
told to get into in the attic.
You think?
Yeah. And to be absolutely quiet, be perfectly quiet, pretend you were sleeping. This is going to be great. We're going to get on TV, blah, blah, blah. That family is lucky that Denver didn't close the airport because the airlines would have sued them.
Oh.
I guarantee you that.
Close the airport, didn't they?
Uh-uh. They rerouted northbound flights, but they didn't shut the airport down.
Okay.
And I'm not convinced. They said now that they're not going to charge them with anything, but I'm sure,
if you
all these helicopters and the National Guard and everything that... Yeah, they're going to charge him for that.
It was hard to find a Burt Show listener that actually believes the story is true, but we got one.
Okay.
Hey, John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
You know, and I've got a 9-year-old, and, you know, they do strange things. And, you know, I wanted to call in the other day when everybody's been on this rampage about John and Kate plus 8 and the Gosling kids and their effects and how she's did, you know, he said, she said. But here's a classic example, and maybe Jeff will agree with me because he kind of, I think, like him and vice versa, I can relate to him. But here's the thing. Isn't it strange that these parents, and so we live in a society today, that these parents are so bent on getting on TV and doing the reality thing? This is a classic example of the effects, the psychological effects that this has on children. This kid, like somebody mentioned earlier, I don't remember who it was on your show, that here's the camera. This kid's still living in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps to him, that's his reality for, you know, a six-year-old mind at the mm-hmm. time. And when whatever that show, the wife swap, I don't even know what that is, and I don't want to go there, but whatever that show was taped however many months ago, here's the cameras again. This kid maybe does make a mistake and says, oops, I'm just going to go to Dad's balloon. Now what? He hides. Next thing you know, the cameras are in the front yard because Dad's like, hey, look at me, another opportunity to make sure I'm going to call the right station with the helicopters. So, you know, he hears all this commotion, and I have to agree with you, Bert. You know, what were the cops doing not looking in the attic? I mean, that's the first place I would look. Is my, you know, where's my kid hiding? Crawl space, attic, you know, things like that, under the bed.
So I can't tell if you believe because the story is true or you don't believe
it. I totally believe the kid was just, you know, he believed that's his reality right now. Mm-hmm. And it's a sad thing to say, but
yeah,
that's what this country is kind of heading towards. You know, everybody wants to be on a reality show, and they don't care what they drag their children through to get it.
Yeah, that I agree with.
You confuse me, and I don't think I'm on your side.
Well, I just
like you say, the cops went through the whole house. When the cops got there, the dad said, "My son saw him climb into the balloon, mm-hmm. and then it lifted off." So the cops, I'm sure they said, okay, let's just double check the property and gave a quick look, but they're not
going to
tear the house up because the dad was insisting that the child was in the balloon because there were two eyewitnesses who confirmed it.
Well, one was his child. The other child said that the 6-year-old were hanging out in the balloon or by the balloon, so that's why I led everybody to believe. One thing I do want to say, though, I know a lot of people are calling up saying 6-year-olds don't lie. Yeah, they do.
But I've been in, I mean, anybody that's been in trouble as a little kid and you know you are in such bad trouble are so emotional about mm-hmm. it. And the only thing that bothers me is if it was really authentic, I think the boy would have been more upset. You know, I'd be, you know, if he was really afraid of the parents and that's why he went to hide and everything, I just know for me, I would still be a nervous wreck by that evening if I had caused all that commotion.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because I'd be like, oh my God, mom and dad don't love me anymore. Kind of, you know, nervous and crying and stuff. And I don't know.
I definitely wouldn't have been ready to be on national TV.
No way.
Or have my child on national TV.
Right.
It's the Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.